Robbins with The Athletic. This, you just came off the floor 15 minutes ago, but how disappointing is the way the series ended and the fact that the series is over?
It's disappointing to lose the way we lost tonight. After game one, we thought that we're going to start playing even better and that we're going to do better in this series. But as the series went on, they started playing much better. They stepped up their game on both ends of the floor, and we weren't able to do that. And it showed. Each game it was very hard for us, and they deserved to win the series. They played great as the series went on. They did what they needed to do. At the same time, they were the favorites coming to the series. They had a great season all season long, and they showed it why they're one of the best teams in the whole league. And we were obviously disappointed that we didn't put up a better fight, especially tonight. But it is what it is now.
John Denton, OrlandoMagic.com. Vooch, how will you remember this season? Will you remember that 22-9 stretch, or will you remember coming up short in the playoffs?
Well, I think that this is going to sting for us for a little while. Just because the way it finished, with the tough loss, the big the loss by how much, 29-19, whatever it is. So that's going to probably sting for a little while. But at the same time, I think that what we did this season, I think we can all be proud of it. To make the playoffs after such a long time. Fight from being down 11 games under 500. So I think that after a little while, after this kind of goes away, I think we can look back at it and be proud of what we did. It was I'm so proud of all my teammates, all the coaches, for all the work that we put in, all the fight, all the grind that we had all season long. Nobody thought that we were gonna even be close to making the playoffs, and we did. So I'm proud of my teammates for that. I think obviously we're all disappointed, but. After a little while, like I said, I think we can look at the season and be proud of what we achieved.
Mike Bianchi, Orlando Sentinel. Vooch, obviously a tough loss, first playoff. So what are the lessons learned from this loss and the entire playoff?
Well, there's a lot of lessons to be learned. I think, for me personally, take some time off and then look back at it. But I think that the main thing for us is you have to be able to step your game up to a whole other level once you get to the playoffs. And I just feel like we weren't able to do that. They did it, and they deserve a lot of credit for the way that they played the series. They played great ball on both ends of the floor. They took us out of a lot of stuff. They scored in many ways, and we just couldn't find a way to do anything, really. So a lot of credit to them. But for us, it's just, you learn that you have to step your game up on both ends of the floor. Your preparation has to be better. Your approach has to be better, everything. And for a lot of us, it was, first time playing in the playoffs like this and had major roles on their teams. And, it's a good learning experience for us. Obviously, it's a tough one. It's going to stuck for a while. But it's still a good experience for us. And next time we're in this position, I think we feel that we're going to do better.
Vooch, how much is Toronto kind of a blueprint in that they have a lot of two-way players, their top 10 offense, top 10 defense, but that's what it takes to win in the playoffs?
No, absolutely. You see the way they're built, what they have on their team, and it enables them to play well on both ends of the floor. And that's why they were the second best record in the league after the regular season. That's when they won the favorites to win it all. They showed it. They showed it in the series. Like I said, the defensive end took us out of stuff that we like to do a lot. On the offensive end, they were able to find ways to for every mistake that we made defensively, they were able to find ways to score. And it just shows they're a good team. They built to play well on both ends of the floor. They have a lot of great players. Obviously Kawhi had a great series as well, but all of them. And I think Mark Gasol was a great pickup for them at the deadline as well. Gives them another big guy defensive end and somebody that opens up a lot for them on the offensive end. So they're a great team. A lot of credit to them. And I think that they can go really far this year.
Recognizing it's, again, only 20 minutes after the game ended, but was there any point out there toward the end of the game where you wondered whether that would be your last game with the Magic? And the second question, do you have any sense of what this summer will look like and what you will want to do long term, whether to be something?
No, that never crossed my mind at all during the game. Even now, I think it's it's still early to talk about it. We just finished the series and It's a lot of disappointment for all of us. So, you know, I'll address that later on in off season.
Like you mentioned, Marcus Gasol. What is it? Just his size. What about his presence down there was able to give you, I guess, a lot of trouble in the series?
Yeah, I mean, his size obviously is big. He's smart defensively. Knows how to use his body. He slaps the ball down a lot. He's really good at that. And yeah, I mean, he gave me trouble all series long. I wasn't really able to get in the rhythm, get going. Even times when I had good looks, I wasn't able to knock them down. And I think at times I was overthinking stuff a little bit. I was rushing stuff. Wasn't playing the way I was playing all season long, and it's disappointing for me. And I wanted to come in and have a good series and help the team win, and I came up short. But yeah, I mean, he's a great player. You know, I've played him a lot of times over the years, and it's never been easy. And he certainly made it tough for me again this year.
Last question.
Pooch, Evan and Terrence talked about they feel like there's a culture change this year, that things are turned around, they're headed in the right direction. Do you kind of feel the same?
No, absolutely. Big time. You look at the way we played this year, the past years, it's just like it's a different team, but it's the same players, really. We were very organized on both ends of the floor. We knew what we had to do. And as the season went on, we played better and better. And towards the end of the year, we played some of our best basketball, and it showed. And like I said, it was the same players, a lot of young guys, but we're just very well organized. And I think, it comes from the culture that Coach Cliff installed, put in for us. And as the season went on, all bought into it and started playing the way he wanted us. And it was successful for us. So definitely a change, for the better. I think that, even with us making the playoffs and the run that we had to finish the season, we brought back some hope for the city of Orlando. I think that the Magic fans, will be proud of what we have achieved. I think they're obviously disappointed as we are now, but when they look back at this season after the rough couple years that we had, I think they're going to be proud of this team and support us. So it was definitely a good season for us to build something special.
Thank you.